the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated. 101.9, this
is the Fox. Now, what we do want to talk about right now, though, is something that you and I were concerned about yesterday, Fev, and that was the fact no one had mentioned what we could do in households. And that does affect, particularly affects people with kids, because kids, you have people over, you have play dates, you need people to come and help you look after the kids.
We're getting a COVID test. Look, it's just a minor symptom, but you are at home today. That's okay.
Can't catch this down the line, can you?
You can't.
Is this next to her being cleaned where she was yesterday?
I'm in my house. You can't catch what I've got.
We've had a COVID safe plan. We're
fine. You were in here yesterday.
I know. I don't know what to say about that. But I know this much, that moving forward, from today, you can have two let Dan explain.
It's probably a good idea right now. Here we go.
But we're very pleased to be able to announce that people will be able to reconnect again from 11:59 p.m. tonight. What we will move to is a situation where two adults will be able to visit another home accompanied by dependents that cannot be left unsupervised. Visits must occur, at least for the next couple of weeks, within the 25-kilometre limit, and only one private gathering, only one such visiting event can occur per day.
Right, okay. Now, I wish I'd been in the press conference because I have a couple of questions.
You're not like that annoying person that asked all those questions in his first press conference?
I know. Well, I just wanted to know, when he said kids can't be left unsupervised, does that mean if they go into another room, you have to go in and watch them? Like, can kids run around?
I reckon it's like if you come to my house, which you can't because you'll be in quarantine for 14 days, so no one will be going to your house. But if you just drop tricks and days off and then you go, I'm going shopping, see ya. Like, you can't leave them at my house, maybe.
I like that. Well done.
That's what I think.
Because you can't supervise your kids
in your house.
You can't
dump them.
But wasn't it a reference? I mean, we probably should all be more across this, but was it not a reference to the age of the children? So say Fev and Alex Avola want to go to Fief's house. She can't leave me there. No, you should be supervised. But that's not the point. You better bring Toby because she's a toddler, but perhaps Mia, she has proven at the age of 20 that she could probably stay at home. You know, like, is it not to do with that?
Mia's an adult.
Well, yeah, okay. Lenny. You better bring Lenny.
So Lenny can't stay at home by herself.
Can't leave.
I feel like that's what it... I mean, we've got questions.
I'm pretty sure she can stay at home. She's 14.
Do you know what's funny, Byron? That, the way you've interpreted, would imply people didn't have common sense, and I hadn't factored that in. Of course, maybe he meant...
That wouldn't mean you can't just
leave your kids at home.
That wouldn't mean that. No way.
Should we play what he said again and we can all have a crack at interpreting it?
In normal life, we leave my 14-year-old at home if we go down the shops.
Let's have a listen. Just in case.
But we're very pleased to be able to announce that people will be able to reconnect again from 11:59 p.m. tonight. What we will move to is a situation where two adults will be able to visit another home accompanied by dependents that cannot be left unsupervised.
There we go.
It's just babies.
Oh, got it. They're not unsupervised in your house. Yeah. Got it.
Right.
I thought I was chasing the kids around every week. Can't leave them alone.
That's Tobes and Days, which you probably wouldn't leave at home anyway.
I'm the one that lacked the common sense.
Could clarify.
Halloween. Can I just mention, anyone who's planning Halloween
is off.
Well, not really. You can have Halloween parties of no more than 10 people in outdoor public spaces with physical distancing. And health authorities have recommended you don't hand out lollies. Yeah. You can have individually wrapped lollies in bags outside your front yard for non-contact collection.
Mate, that's not going to last. That'll be one kid and he'll take the whole bucket. There'll be none left. 101.9 The Fox.
At 11:59 last night, Melbourne was freed. We now have... We can leave our house for more than four reasons. We can go to shops. Shops are opening. Cafes. You can walk into a restaurant or cafe and have a meal, have a drink. It really is...
Groundbreaking stuff.
It's groundbreaking to think we weren't allowed to go to a shop, a shopping centre, and poor shops weren't allowed to open. So this is all happening today, but it did kick off at 11:59 last night. And remember, Fev, a few weeks ago when the first restrictions were eased and people could go fishing and you could leave your 5 kilometres. Mm-hmm. We spoke to a wonderful man who got in his car at 11:59 and drove to a boat ramp and went fishing till 3 p.m. the next day.
He
missed his fishing so much. He was in the water from midnight till 3 p.m. the next day. His wife didn't see him. Mm. We then did start to wonder if there were other reasons. Maybe he wasn't actually fishing. But it's
a very long fishing trip.
I think that's the only thing he didn't see for a couple of months.
I was thinking, and you can already see today, there are people who went to bars or venues last night at 11:59. 13:10:60. We'd love to hear from you. What did you do? Did you go out? Did you do something that you hadn't been able to do at midnight or in the wee hours of the morning? Kmart, for instance, Kmart's opening today.
People would have gone for sure. Boxy to Kmart.
Well, there's the 24-hour Kmart in Burwood. We'd love to hear from you if you're in Kmart overnight. They now have also mentioned they are doing bookings like restaurants,
what?
So you can reserve a spot to ensure
the
that
shop.
You get in. Yeah, to get into Kmart.
Wow.
I think you are still able to turn up, but you could get a booking. A booking would
you book
confirm.
It's like booking a table at a restaurant. Excuse me, sir, do you have a booking to enter Kmart?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
You know they say you got a time between 12:30 and you have to be gone by 2:30. That's all right, mate. I'll be gone by 1. Wow. I just want to get one thing.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do, Boxy, after you get your Rona test?
Well, I'll go and get a Rona test this morning, and then, to be honest, I am not feeling great. Again, I'm sure it's just a cold.
This is the worst time.
I know. I unbelievably, the first time we've come out of lockdown, and I'm not sick. I'm sick, so I'll probably stay in bed today.
Oh, okay. That's awful.
That's a bit flattening.
We'll
sorry
do something
that
real fun for you.
Yeah, we'll do something.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do today?
I'll venture home, and I'll get on the couch and I'll play God.
Maybe so you and I are going to do exactly
the same thing anyway.
Six months.
We're actually going out Saturday. I'm going to a friend's house on Saturday for Derby Day, which will be lovely. So two people, which is me and Alex and the kids,
nice.
We could venture to a friend's house, which is just around the corner within our 5K bubble. They're the only friends we have that are within 5K. So
oh, great.
We're
is that
lucky.
Right? You don't have any other friends in your area?
Not that
that's
I'd go
sad
to their house. Well, I don't really, no.
Okay. Well, Fee and
I don't
both
really have any friends.
Well, we both live within 25Ks of your house. But anyway, we'll push.
That's what I said. I don't really have any friends.
Thank you. we must also stress Fee, when she says she's not feeling well, she has quarantined. She's from her home studio today. She's not here at the radio station. She's on her own at home. Here
she's
we go.
The Rona.
We've already got, she hasn't. It's just a precaution. We've already got calls here, guys, from people who've been to Kmart already.
Oh, wow. Sidey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yep.
Sidey, have you been to Kmart already?
Yeah, been to Kmart. 5:20, I was lined up there.
What did you
lined
get, bro?
Up? What was the line? How long?
Oh, probably would have been about 35 people in there. I've got a heap of fishing gear and me mate's birthday today, Paul Burble, so I got him some clothes and work clothes and all that.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Paulie.
That's 5 a.m. There were 35 people lined up. Wow.
Was that the Burwood one, Sidey?
What's that, mate?
The Burwood one?
Yeah, yep.
There we go.
Exactly.
24 hours.
Well done, Sidey. Going fishing.
Did it feel good to be in a shop again, Sidey?
Yeah, it did. I haven't been there for a while, so it was good.
Good on you.
Oh, great.
Anything new in there? Does it look different? Or is it?
Oh, nah, it's pretty dead, actually. But, yeah, they had a lot of discounted fishing gear, so I just spent about $500 on it.
Was it clean, Sidey? Was it like, what was the protocol? Do you have to clean your hands when you go in? Were you allowed to touch anything?
Yeah, still had the sanitizer there, and then, yeah, I'm still wiping down the machine.
I tell you what, if some of the shelves weren't stocked, you'd be a little bit annoyed.
Oh, well, yeah. You'd be so flat.
Cass, thanks, Sidey. Cassie in Narre Warren. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, how you going?
Cass.
Yeah, great. Cassie, what did you do when at 11:59?
Well, I've just come off the office together now. I'm driving straight to
Kmart. Yeah, we can't understand that. Is that just me? No, that's tough. She's just
sounds
come
like
off
me
shift
talking on the
she's
radio.
She's come off night shift. And what she's doing, she's a hardworking nurse, guys. She's come off night shift. She's heading straight to Kmart and she's made an 8 a.m. booking.
Oh,
I sure have.
Oh, Cassie, what are you going to get
chicken
from Kmart?
Clothes. I'm saying the same thing.
This is great. Isn't this great? People booking to get to
I
Kmart.
I people will be getting like knickers and jocks and socks and stuff, Boxy, because well, it's been months since people have been able to buy new knickers and stuff.
But in Kmart's defence, I mean, I've ordered things online from Kmart over the last 6 months. So online shopping has still been available. So
yes,
hopefully people haven't been letting the holes in their undies get bigger thinking, I can't possibly get them.
Yes, there has been
supermarkets
other options.
Supermarkets also have undies.
Thank you. Just
in case we
get undies
locked down again.
Boxy, where else can you get undies from?
Well, you could. What, are you serious?
No, I'm just asking a question.
It's getting weird.
Oh, no, it's
coming. 1019, The Fox.
My friend yesterday did some great detective work, Fev. And this is what I love about technology. There are lots of things that we don't like about technology, i.e. we are addicted to phones and we can't get off our screens and we're not maybe living the lives we should be living to fulfill ourselves. That aside, they have done, it's done great things. Like anybody who is considering committing a crime would think twice these days.
Yeah.
Whereas you think 50 years ago, you'd go, oh, no one can see.
You can get away with anything.
Know where cameras are. You don't know who's watching via, I don't know, any screen that could be anywhere in a street. So my girlfriend has a dash cam on her car. She got back to her car and saw that it had been, someone had hit it. And fortunately, and I haven't asked her in great detail, the dash cam was filming because I thought dash cams only worked when the car was on. But she then was able to see the car. She got the number plate.
Oh, wow.
The person even got out of the car to check. Like
that old one.
Physically got out to have a look. So it's all caught on camera. And she can follow up for the damage to her car.
Brilliant.
Like if you think 20 years ago, you went back to your car from shopping in a supermarket and you saw a ding. That was done.
That was
done. You were never going to find the person.
100%.
But I love the nature of the... So, and remember, I've got another girlfriend, and this was not trying to find a criminal. This was when she was trying to find love. Remember when my girlfriend went to the supermarket and bumped into a guy, just went, hi. And then left and then went back to the supermarket, asked them if she could access the CCTV footage.
That's good.
Get a photo of him. And then she posted on social media and said, does anyone know this guy? Then found out who he was. They ended up dating.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
That's a good effort.
Scary, but...
Scary. I'd like that if I was a bloke.
Work.
I am a bloke. Like, I'd like that if that happened to me.
See, you're like that too, aren't you? You love to check cameras and see what's been going on.
Well, I often sit in front of my security camera screen, which is in our laundry cupboard, never gets any action. We never rewind. And Lenny
something.
And I just, and Lulu, we just watch it to see who's walking past. Where we can just look out the window, but because it's on a computer screen, it looks so much better.
Well, I think also remember sort of in the early days of online shopping and when you were getting parcels delivered, people were able to catch people on cameras outside
stealing
the house because it costs nothing to put a little camera at your front door, and then they were catching people. So now I think people think twice before grabbing boxes off people's verandas because they think, what if I end up, you know, on Crime Stoppers?
And I love the show, like when you see on the news boxy, there's like something horrific's happened, but then they go to all the houses and they go, they found CCTV from two blocks away of a car speeding off. You're like, if you were that person speeding off, you wouldn't think that they'd get me two blocks away on someone's camera.
I know.
That's amazing.
It is. And 301060, we would love to hear, are you an amateur sleuth, a detective? Have you cracked a case using your own detective work, maybe your own technology, maybe your dash cam, maybe you were involved in solving a crime?
I reckon you and I would love to do this, Boxy, like a community watch. Like, you know those people that do community watch? Like, I'd love to patrol the streets.
You know, it's funny you say that, Fev, because remember a few months ago, I did have the police contact me and they were asking if they could see my CCTV, because I've got CCTVs all over the house. And they wanted to access one of mine because a crime had been committed.
In the leafy area.
And they never followed me up. And I was really disappointed. I'm like, what, my CCTV's not good enough?
They might have already got the person, though, with someone
else's. Well, they must have. Yeah. I'm guessing they must have found another way. But
surprising,
I thought I was going to be there.
Surprising, though, because you've got like 58 cameras around your home estate, which is amazing.
It's a small weather board, but I'm very well protected.
Already getting calls, guys. It's fortified. There's a moat. 131060, call us right
got
now.
Sharks in at the moat going around.
Lots of home detectives seem to be calling, so we'll come back to your calls here on The Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We were just talking about home detectives. If you've ever cracked the case yourself, you didn't even need to call the cops. In fact, you went to the police and you went, hey, I figured this out. Jess in Roeville. Hi, Jess.
Here she goes. And now she's here. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Jess. What crime or mystery have you solved?
Well, we've got a front door camera that we get notified when someone comes within the motion sensor of it. And we're able to actually speak through the camera. So my husband once, well, my husband got notified that someone was at our front door trying to, we've got some boxes at the front door, and he was trying to nick some things from the front boxes.
Wow.
And so my husband was able to speak through the camera and tell him very politely to please don't do that and nick off. Really?
That is the best. Jess, I've just realised I've got that, and I've never used it. I should just sit. I'd like to do that one afternoon. Just sit there, and if someone comes to the door, spook them.
Boxy, what's yours called, Jess? What's it called?
It's Ring.
Ring, that's it. My brother's got it, right? So when I was driving to Hastings last year, Boxy, yeah. I was just out on the balcony having a little...
Staring at the stars.
Yeah, staring at stars. And I was just standing there because they weren't home, but he said he was going to be home. So I'm just standing there like, and I was looking at something that was crawling down the pole. There was like some sort of waxy thing coming down the pole. So I don't know what it was, but it was like honey. But I'm like, what's this? And all of a sudden I go, hey, get off the balcony. And he was tall because he could see me because it's a sensor that lights up your phone. So he absolutely scared the crap out of me.
Wow.
Do you know what? Mine can even do it if I was overseas or in another
out. Yeah, he wasn't home. House. He was at the shops.
I could be. Yeah. And I remember I've been overseas and I've had to speak to someone and let somebody in the house. And I was doing it from like what? Another country.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's great. I should get that.
Thank you, Jess.
Kate in Seaford. Hi, Kate.
That scared me.
Oh, here's Kate. Here she is.
Hello.
Kate.
Hello.
Kate. Hello. Kate, what mystery have you solved?
So I went away to my partner's house for the weekend and came home and my house had been robbed. So I posted on Facebook, and the following Tuesday, one of the dads on Facebook at my son's school come up to me and said he's seen my post. And it was actually his ex-partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
So hang on. So he had inside knowledge, so there was no sort of evidence, but he knew it was them.
Oh, she had kind of tried to hand stuff off to him. So
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did you call the police? Did she get done?
Yeah. So we called the police. The court case is happening in a couple of months, but yeah.
Oh, geez, big
we'll effort. Leave that one there. Thank you, Kate.
Yes.
Released too much.
I do think, you know, if you looked at crime statistics, I would think in particularly recent times, things get solved far easier than they did back in the day. Because there's so much, the availability to technology to prove people did stuff.
Mate, on NCIS and the crime shows now, Boxy, they do it within an hour. It's amazing.
Again, that's a television show. Diana. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. What case did you crack?
Well, it was early hours of the morning. We heard a big crash out the front. So I've looked on my cameras and then I've seen that a car's hit a parked car. Then he's trying to start it to obviously get away. So he did, and it was like this bloody souped up turbo thing, and I watched my camera and I seen which way he went. So we went out the front and we looked over there and we're like, this car ain't happy. It's got a lot of leakages everywhere. So my neighbour and I hopped in the car and followed the leakages, and we found where the car was parked.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Done.
Oh, that we get to the bottom
school.
Of it.
Old school detective work. You followed the breadcrumbs.
That's right. We got him.
Could be dangerous following the old
breadcrumbs. We would remind you that there are procedures. You can always get the police involved with these matters.
We did. Right. We did ring the police. That was all right. But,
she did. Good. Just checking.
Hey, Boxy, that was amazing phoner. But, like, one day we'll do almost solved a crime. I got a great story.
Almost. Oh, really? Okay. I look forward
Remember when I thought I'd solved a predator? Out front of my house.
Well, yeah, that was in recent times. Yeah. I mean, are you going to tell everybody now about it?
It's a nice old man that was just helping out the suburb, and I rang the police and said we might have a predator on their hands because he dropped a school bag out front of our kids and tried to lure them into his van. But no, he was just a nice old man that was just helping.
That was just, a nice man that you sicked the whole suburb on.
The whole suburb. Schools were sending out messages to watch out for a white van.
Yes. At one point, if you remember, Fev put out a description of that man on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's just a lovely man.
But he's just a lovely man. A lovely Italian man. Fev and Byron. Bread Energy. The
only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9. This is the Fox.